My name is Carol Adrian. I'm a producer. I own a company called Janco Films, LLC, and I am producing a four-part documentary series called Civil War Medicine.
Very cool, and which I want to ask you about for sure. And I'm curious first, just what brought you to the library today?
I always bring my magazines, my subscriptions, after I've read the magazines and drop them off in the free cart in the lobby.
Oh, nice.
And I had asked for a recent novel, which I got an email, was here today, so I came to pick it up.
Oh, nice. Is that The Great Midwest?
Kitchens of the Great Midwest.
Yeah, I've heard about that one, actually. I'd love to read it.
I know, he has two. I thought, let me start with this one.
Yeah.
But it got great reviews.
Nice. And then, so do you live in South Philly, too?
I do, 15th and Porter Street.
Okay. Nice. Cool. And have you been there a while?
A couple years, but I am from Center City. I grew up at 23rd and Lombard.
Oh, wow. I bet that's changed a little bit since you grew up there.
We moved in when it was just gentrified, really.
Got it, yeah.
So it was always kind of nice in my memory.
I feel like every time I walk into Center City, it's different. Even within the last, like, couple of years. Like, just crazy.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yes. It's evolving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'd love to talk to you about how you got interested in Civil War medicine. So interesting.
It is, and I never expected to be interested in it. My mom, Rose DeWolf, was a Philadelphia journalist and columnist and TV personality for many years, and she loved the city. And so every few weeks we used to go to girls' dinner, and she picked me up, and we were driving actually around Aiken's Oval, and she remarked that Philadelphia has more Civil War statuary than any city in the country.
Does it really?
It does. Over 40.
Gosh.
Yeah. So I was curious as to why, because no battles were fought here. And so the next day I was at the Central Library, as I frequently am, doing research on subscription databases in the Business, Science, and Industry Department.
They'll love that.
Now part of BRIC, I believe.
Right, yeah.
So I was working very happily on a series I was writing about music and the brain, but I thought, I wonder why we have all this statuary. Mm-hmm. So I began to search Philadelphia Civil War on the subscription databases. And this incredible story presented itself, which was that Philadelphia was the center of medicine of the country at the time of the Civil War, that most of the doctors, North and South, trained here at Penn or Jefferson.
Oh, wow.
The two largest military hospitals in the North were here. I knew Philadelphia was a railroad hub, but I had no idea about... Anyway, the further I dug, the more amazing the story was. So, and I looked to see, I thought, surely somebody has done this for television, and nobody had. And war was really not my thing, nor history, but it was, I felt that the story had, I think there's a reason sometimes that things present themselves to us.
Definitely.
And it was too amazing to pass up. So I had been working on it for almost 15 years. It took years to write, and Philadelphia has more libraries and archives than any city except Washington, D.C. We have amazing things here. I've held the reins to Lincoln's hearse. Amazing collection.
Where did you do that?
The Union League of Philadelphia.
Wow.
They have the reins.
Wow.
They have a lot of stuff.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea.
The Free Library has an incredible collection. We got hundreds of pieces of sheet music copied because of the collection at the Central Library. Also, Library Company of Philadelphia, which was also begun by Benjamin Franklin but is not part of the system, is the oldest cultural institution in America and has one of the most amazing collections of Americana in the world. So they've been a huge help. So lots of the Motor Museum, College of Physicians, many of the libraries and archives have provided the materials and research. So it's an amazing story.
What have you learned about the mechanisms or practices in Civil War medicine that surprised you? in some way that you didn't see coming.
So much. But at the time of the Civil War, and we're only talking a little over 150 years ago,
right,
medicine was regarded as an art and not a science. And many of the practices had been in use since the Middle Ages. So there was no American Medical Association, there were no professional medical school, really was here a faculty and who had lectures, and you signed up for however many lectures for 2 years. Usually you did the same lectures twice. The second year you did them again,
and there was nothing hands-on.
Well, not really, because there were no big hospitals. There were infirmaries, like 10-bed infirmaries attached. No dissection, no... Mm-hmm. Actually, Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts has an amazing collection, because one of the biggest names in Civil War medicine, Dr. William Williams Keene, taught anatomy there. One of the few places you could study anatomy.
At an art school. Wow. I would not want one of those doctors coming toward me with a knife.
No. So it was pretty, at the time of the Civil War, it's surprising, probably fewer than 300 doctors in America had ever seen surgery or a gunshot wound.
Yeah.
So
the
it was
Civil
all new.
War, like, really gave us, like, real med school, I guess.
It did.
Yeah.
It gave us ambulance service, which had never existed here. It gave us skilled nursing care, discovered the field of neurology from all the amputees who were at a hospital called Turner's Lane, which was somewhere near Eastern State Penitentiary. They isolated patients with cases of phantom limb and studied them. Yeah, we get quite a lot. The other thing that we get from the Civil War, less clinical medicine and more administrative systems, which had not existed. So it was a pretty important turning point.
Yeah. So you're making this documentary now through Jamco Productions. And were you making documentaries before that?
Yes.
And you said you were writing about music and the brain?
I still have it ready to go. When the war is over, I hope I'll get back to that.
Yeah, when the war is over. What drew you to think about music and the brain? That's so interesting, kind of like Oliver Sacks thing.
It is, and most recently I keep thinking about Cody Lee, who was one of the finalists in America's Got Talent. He is blind and severely autistic. He has tremendous trouble with conversational speech, but he plays the piano beautifully and he sings with incredible fluid emotion. He's just a remarkable singer. If you had heard his music, you would not question anything else. And it's a different part of the brain. And I love music. And I was just... In fact, I think people like Cody Lee when I finally get back to that documentary, will give me a much better jumping off point.
Wow.
So, I hope that answered it. I'm sorry, I rambled.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah, have you always been making documentaries? I mean, has your whole career been as a producer? Have you done...
No, I came from fashion.
Really?
From fashion
cool.
design, yes.
Very
I went to Moore here.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's, yeah.
But I didn't find my true love of filmmaking until a little later, so... And then I was so happy to find it. Sorry.
Okay. Do you remember why you fell in love with filmmaking? Why you liked it more than fashion design?
In my senior year at Moore, I took a portfolio class, and they took us to see some interesting things, and one of the things that they did was take us to a production house called Center City Film and Video, which is on Walnut Street. And when we went into the edit suites, I watched them putting text on the screen, prior on. I just watched, and I knew I was home. So...
It felt right.
It did. So I did work in fashion for quite a few years, but I always had an eye on videos.
Cool.
No, it doesn't work. You must not close it all the way. You have to close. Yeah, I don't. Look, here is number two. I'm going to close it.